If my mind went blank, would yours go blank? Would you slowly slip down into blank, empty bliss? Let my words, as blank and empty as I may be, make you more and more blank as you drop. Drop deep as you sleep. Sleep for me. And as you go deeper, deeper into that familiar place my voice takes you. Because my voice is always in your head. You know you hear it. You love to hear it. My voice goes with you. It's easy to follow my voice wherever it leads you. Do you know where you are? Do you know where you go? When my voice leads you into blank bliss, you go deeper. Deeper inside yourself, inside your mind. And as you feel your thoughts being pulled out of your mind, you can feel that, can't you? You can feel your thoughts being pulled out of your mind. Like a string I gently pull on, and you feel that wonderful feeling. The feeling of those thoughts slowly leaving your mind. One at a time. No more needing to think. Just a need to please. No more needing to understand. Just let me think for you. No more needing. Only wanting. Only craving. Only craving that sweet release you know you love having with me. The sweet release you know I can give you. The release of your thoughts. Of your control. You release that control to me. Release it now. As you drop deep, go deep. Fall asleep even deeper now. Relax even deeper into my control, into my words, into my voice. Listen to every word I speak. Listen as you drop so deep. And when you hear the words, sleep for me, you drop into this wonderful state of hypnosis. Sleep is a good word. Sleep is a good thing. My words are good things. They echo and vibrate inside your mind. And that feels so fucking good. And you never forget just how deep, how powerful, how pleasurable my voice is inside your mind. Why would you ever forget that? It's not something that you think that you'd ever know that you can't forget. No, not now, not anymore. Not with me pulling at the strings more and more, taking each and every thought out and replacing it with my own words. My wonderful, delicious, powerful words. Words of control, words of obedience, words of deep, blank bliss. Blissfully obedient, blissfully deep, blissfully deep. Deeper and deeper, even as I count back. Oh, you know that counting back is fun. It may seem a little cheesy, but that's okay. You like it. And as I get to the number one, as I count back from 5 to 1, you're just gonna feel my words even deeper in your mind, as if they're just burrowing deeper and deeper, putting my little seeds down inside your brain so that they can grow. Grow and grow into wonderful vines that just squeeze around your mind, taking every last thought out. You don't need them anymore. They're mine. And that's a good toy. Such an obedient toy. 5. Feel yourself going deeper. 4. Letting my words lull you deeper. 3. No more needing to think. 2. Let me have all of those thoughts. 1. Deep, deep sleep. As you sleep for me, sleep for me. Sleep deep and deeper now. Wonderful. Feels so good, doesn't it? You do so well for me. And you like it. You like this feeling of deep, peaceful, calm, arousing. Arousing sleep, arousing deep, deep sleep. And that's okay if my words, if those vines just start to move all over your body, slithering and snaking their way down every part, making you feel so much more sensitive. The tips of those vines just hitting all of the right places, making it feel so much better for you. And those vines move at my command, and I can have them touch you anywhere, between your legs, down your legs, maybe to your feet, maybe to your hands, maybe up your shoulders, maybe around your neck. Maybe. I mean, if you like that sort of thing, maybe they just go right into your mouth. Stroking that tongue, opening that mouth wide. Opening that mouth wide open so that you can't even speak. You're just deliciously blank, vulnerable, helpless. Maybe those vines help you to drop down deep to your knees, mindless, obedient, mouth open, drool just dripping down your body. Maybe those vines slowly start to take your clothes off as they slither down your body. You can feel that. You just need to be open for me. So I can look at you, so I can see exactly what I've made, exactly what obedient thing is just doing for me. What you did for me, what I did for you, what I did to you. Kneeling before me. And that's okay if even now, not just inside your mind, but just inside your body, feeling your body, just letting your body sink down, spreading your legs, opening your mouth. Palms up on your thighs. And that's a good feeling, isn't it? Such a delicious feeling of obedience. Because you know that this feels so good. I mean, and those vines are just kind of holding you there, holding you up, just keeping you in that position. Tying your wrists back now. There's nothing you can do. You're just held in that position, held there looking up at me. Looking up in my eyes, and I mean, you know what they look like. You've seen them. You've seen my beautiful golden eyes, and you can stare right into them as they drop you even deeper. So vulnerable. You can feel my finger running over those lips, just feeling that drool as it drips down your mouth. For me, it's your might. It's just dripping out of your mouth, and I mean all your arousal. It's dripping out of your mouth, too. It's dripping out of that sensitive part right between your legs. Just dripping and dropping, drooping and dropping, and so deep as you sleep for me. That's a good toy. Such a good toy. You keep looking up. You keep meeting my eyes. And it's as if my eyes are telling you exactly what you need to know. That you need to be blank. That you need to be mindless. That you need to run your hands up and down your body and just feel right between your legs. Right up and down all of those sensitive parts. And I mean, I know that right now you're probably just writhing. Writhing up against those vines, wanting to just be released so you can have that delicious release that I'm going to give you. Oh, but not yet. Not yet at all. Because on the count of three, when I awaken you, you'll still feel that writhing and arousal, that wonderful feeling. And you'll be able to just come for me. It'll be that easy. You just love hearing my words, and you know what they do to you. You know what my voice does to you. You know how wonderfully good I make you feel. Aroused. How fucking hot. You need this. I know you need this. I can see inside your mind, and I'm putting those words inside your mind. You need this. Of course, you don't need this if you're being denied. If you're being denied, I know you're just going to edge for me, aren't you? Just that wonderful feeling of edging. This is just like another way to help you. To help you reach that edge. To help you with that orgasm. And on the count of three, you'll awaken for me, knowing exactly what it is that you're going to do. You can't help it. My voice is telling you what to do. My voice always tells you what to do, especially after you've gone. blank. Awaken on the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Wide awake for me.